And welcome to Live Thursday Radio. This is your friend and host, David Keys, with my friend, Tag Benefield, hanging out over here, making sure we push the right buttons. And even though my ear thing is going kind of crazy right now, I think I can still speak, maybe. I can't usually do very well with that, but, you know. Anyway, welcome aboard. Glad you're here today. We have a great show lined up. You know, it's funny, Tag, I was just thinking that we have now, I think, survived winter, which is kind of scary, you know. In the world of auto repair stuff, which is, you know, we do that as well at Northwest Auto Body, we haven't seen the oh my gosh, what's winter about? I just moved here from somewhere else accidents, because it just isn't happening like it has before. But we have a trend going on. I've seen two vehicles now that have those yellow stripes down the side when a person has run into those light posts at yokes. Have you ever done that?
I've never ran into a light post, no.
I haven't either. But yeah. it happens enough, that's probably our number one spot, which is kind of funny. So I asked my friends at BNI this morning, who's ever done that before? And there was a member of BNI, 30 people there, who had done it and ran straight into one there. So be careful out there. And if you're not careful, find your friends at Northwest Auto Body for sure. But be safe. Nobody wants to get hurt. Nobody wants you to see you get hurt. Funny though, winter did make a cameo appearance, as you know, in the Winter Carnival. Did you partake at all?
No, I was down there. I did not partake. I knew a couple people that actually did. They hooked the kegs up to themselves and went down running, yeah.
That canine keg pull, that's so cool. It really is a great fundraiser, too, for Better Together Animal Alliance. It was wonderful. It was just a good small town feeling to everything. A little dose of winter thrown in there. That was really, really cool. In fact, my favorite daughter and I decided to go skiing. We always try to go skiing a couple times a year, and she moved back here with her husband, so that was Saturday. And I've got to tell you, Schweitzer's got it going on now. Finally, the whole mountain's open. It just opened up that past week. The whole backside, I call it the Colburn side or the Stella side of Schweitzer, you could access it. That was a problem, so you only were facing the lakeside. You know, you call that part of Schweitzer. And that was okay, too. But having the whole mountain there really spread people out. And while there was a ton of people, there was no parking all the way down the mountain. I mean, it was that crowded. It was just amazing. The buses were doing very well trying to keep up with all of that. But once you got up there, you know, as usual, Schweitzer is just pristine, more skiable area than you'd ever want. You hardly saw anybody until you went down to, like the Outback. There's a restaurant, I don't know if you know this, Tag, but there's a restaurant on the backside that's accessible only, you know, by skiing in there. And my daughter and I skied in there for lunch, and people were out on the deck. It felt like spring. You know, the snow conditions were winter, which is nice, but the weather outside was spring, and it felt really good. It was just kind of cool. It was just a really good day, and it's just a reminder that Schweitzer is still an important part of what we do here. But it's easy to forget about it when you're downtown now, and you don't see, you know, much snow. It's kind of a crazy, crazy year that way. But time changes this weekend, spring forward. So all of a sudden, boom. I mean, I think that's kind of the end of the end, for at least for me to think about winter activities. I don't know about you. But if you have a chance, now's a great time to go downtown in Sandpoint, too, because there aren't a whole lot of people down there. You know, checking out the Cedar Street Bridge or some of the great old-time businesses downtown, Larson's, for example, some different favorites of ours. It's just great to be down there and have a chance to talk to your neighbors and friends without having a full bunch of people hanging out there, which is kind of cool. We enjoy doing that, and it's a very, very fun town. You forget sometimes how special it is downtown here. You know, it looks a lot like an Ansel Adams photo. You know, we had Ross Hall here years ago who took great photos downtown, but you look at that and you think, this is the Main Street area that people, other towns would love to have. And we have got those great old buildings and just some real opportunities to look around. So if you haven't had a chance, maybe grab a date, go have dinner, go have lunch, go check it out. But again, the crowds are pretty small there. So I think what we'll do, well, first of all, Gonzaga, what do you think there?
They're doing great.
Boy, They amended their one weird loss of the year against Portland.
Mm-hmm. A very odd loss, that is, too. Yeah,
it was. I mean, and it really kind of hurt them. People are saying in the seeding for the NCAAs, they have now clinched the first seed now for the WCC tournament, which is great, because then they avoid all of those nonsense games beforehand. And their two closest rivals at St. Mary's and Santa Clara will actually play each other on that side of the bracket before the winner of that one would play Gonzaga, if all things hold. End of the season comes up Saturday. They play St. Mary's at St. Mary's, and the pollsters are saying, well, Gonzaga by 7 or 8. I don't know. It's hard. Moraga's a hard place to win. Gonzaga has a tough time winning there. But, you know, we'll see. They've really come a long way, especially after losing their second best player for the whole year, basically. It's been crazy. But they haven't really missed a beat, would you say?
No, I think they've looked really good. The one loss, yes, but that happens to every basketball team. You see it. BYU just got beat at home by, who was it, UCF or whoever 2 days ago. Yeah. It's just, it happens.
I had to watch that because I used to watch when BYU would play against Gonzaga.
Yeah.
And the Marriott Center is like the worst. I mean, it's huge and they're all these loud, you know, all that kind of good stuff. But I kind of reveled in that a little bit. I'm not a fan of BYU anymore, which I should be. It's a great school. However, WCC wraps up this weekend, and then the tournament starts up the week after. Talked to a few of my friends today who are already planning on, of course, their Las Vegas trip to be the big fans, and it's really kind of cool because the Orleans Hotel is physically connected to the field or the court, and so you can walk from there, but you run into the players. You run into players from different teams. You know, kind of recognize them. They all look like young kids to me anymore, but it's fun to see them, and you kind of just say hey and talk to them, and they're all, of course, really approachable and just really, again, good kids. So anyway, go Zags. It'll be fun to follow them along on this journey, and who knows how far that road will take them, but we know it'll definitely go to the NCAAs. Don't know the seeding, don't know all that inside stuff, but it doesn't matter because you have to beat everybody to win anyway. It doesn't matter where you go, so maybe might be an easier path on some ways or other too. So anyway, we've got a couple of great guests today, too, Tag. We have, first up will be Janice from the Sandpoint Lions Club talking about all the cool things they're doing. My guess is they're looking for, but probably getting ready for the Easter egg hunt, which I guess, you know, you start looking at the calendar moving forward. But I bet you she'll tell us maybe they're looking for some new volunteers and members and stuff, too, like all good civic groups are doing. And then after that, we have Marcus Mabry, who's our local Jake from State Farm, you know, all that. He'll be here talking about what he does in town, but also he's really affiliated with Kiwanis. He's a big push behind the Kiwanis Club. So we kind of have a theme going of volunteerism today with me, of course, always pushing Rotary, as you know. And then we have Lions, and then we have Kiwanis. So we've got our bigger groups represented here, and they're all looking for volunteers. So if you have some extra time, we'll let you know how to get a hold of that because, you know, you've already blown through your first New Year's resolutions in January. You know, everybody's back to not going to the gym again and probably eating not so well either. And so now we're in February where you might want to get some traction for the year, and what better way to give back than volunteerism. So we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have Janice from the Lions Club.
Now is the best time to have a stove corral. Replace that old poor-performing wood stove with a new high-efficiency Blaze King. Experience a much longer burn time while consuming 30% less wood. Blaze King manufactures the 3 most efficient wood stoves in the world. Sound too good to be true? Come by the Stove Corral to learn more about the Blaze King difference. Located in Ponderay, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come by the Stove Corral.
Summer is on its way. Think sunshine and adventure. Stop at Wheels and Waves in Sagal, Idaho on Highway 95 in Algoma Place. We have a huge selection of quality used cars, trucks, motorcycles, and boats. Roadway or waterways, find your fun at wheelsandwaves.com.
Add warmth and ambience to your home or update your drafty old fireplace with a new efficient wood, pellet, or gas heater from the Stove Corral. Your local dealer of Lopi, Fireplace Extraordinaire, and DaVinci. Upgrade your old wood burner now. On McNerney Road, off Kootenai Cutoff in Ponderay. Take comfort in knowing they install and service what they sell. You are the heart of your home. Let them keep you warm. The Stove Corral.
Hot tubs. Hot tub. Hot tub. Major manufacturers and warehouses clearance of new 2026 inventory.
Friday through Sunday.
Two locations, Coeur d'Alene and Pasco. Over 100 hot tubs on display and everything must go. New 2026 inventory. Deep, deep discounts. All inventory 40 to 80% off. Come see the revolutionary swim spa in action and save up to 60%.
Trade-ins welcome. Free delivery.
We'll even haul away your old hot tub.
Worry-free installation.
18-month interest-free financing. Millions of dollars of inventory must be sold. Kootenai County Fairgrounds, Coeur d'Alene and Happo Center, Pasco. Call 833-SPA-SALE.
All children deserve the best start. That includes good oral health. As life milestones are met, ensure they visit dental specialists at ages 1, 7, and 15. Around age 1, it's time for a visit with a pediatric dentist to help establish good oral health habits. At 7, it's time to see an orthodontist to ensure your child's bite, teeth, and jaws are developing properly. Around 15, it's time for a visit to an oral and maxillofacial surgeon to determine if your child's wisdom teeth need to be removed or monitored. Remember, milestones met, healthy teeth set. Visit specialists at ages 1, 7, and 15. Make these appointments at the right time to ensure a proper foundation for good oral health. Learn more at milestonesmet.org.
And we're back with live local radio and Tag. It's kind of funny, and again, Tag's on my left-hand side here. He's running the board, making me sound, I don't know, it can't be good, but better than I should sound. And he and I every once in a while have an opportunity to catch up with each other, and I guess this might be an opportunity for a minute or so, wouldn't you say, my friend?
Yes, no, it'll be nice. It's good.
So, are you a baseball fan?
So, when the World Series, I've never watched baseball, really, in my whole life. Never played it, nothing like that. Last year when the World Series was out, I got into it big time. So now this year, I think I'm going to start going that way of baseball.
You were jumping on the Cal Raleigh Mariners Express.
Yeah, exactly. I was. Yeah. I was really stoked that the Mariners were doing well. Yeah, and then they got beat. I was like, oh. But it was okay.
You know, and who knows if that was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Who knows what? You know, it was just really a fun ride, though, for sure. And again, have Cal Raleigh do so well. They're calling it the Cal Raleigh countdown now for the season to start, too. So they're putting a little PR pressure on that guy, for sure. So a couple things locally are going on, though, just so you know. The wrestling team right now is on a bus heading to Nampa for the state wrestling tournament. And they've got some pretty darn good wrestlers that way, too. And we have a couple friends with kids on the team, both on the male side and the female side. I still haven't gotten used to the female wrestling thing, but they're as athletic as anybody. My goodness. I mean, they've got that first takedown move. They're fast. I mean, the good ones are just strong. And they all know, kind of like the male-female comparison in soccer, basketball, and everything else, they use their strength judiciously. They know when to really turn it on and pull it back. They also, like in basketball and soccer, they know a sense of community. They know how to pass the ball better than the guys do. Even basketball, you know, you watch NCAA basketball and you watch the women versus the men. They're not slam-a-jamma dunking all the time like the men, but they're making those better passes. And they make their free throws, which seems like a lost art for some reason. I guess so. Anyway, I just wanted to let you guys know again that we're catching up with Gonzaga, catching up with Mariner stuff going on. We got all sorts of stuff going on around town. And I know that the girls' basketball team from Sandpoint High School finished second in state. They did really well. And the boys now are getting ready. They play, I think, Moscow coming up. And then I think they'll be state-bound at that point, too. So, you know, Sandpoint always seems to punch above its weight in athletics, wouldn't you say?
I think so, yeah. And especially in those winter sports, too. Like with football, I feel like we've been pretty consistent with Now, Coeur d'Alene's a different story, but every now and again, beating the Post Falls or those type of schools. And it's like, that's really good for a school our size to be able just to even compete on the same field as a team like that. But in the winter sports, we do very well given how much smaller we are than all these other schools we have to play.
Absolutely. You look at Lewiston, you look at some of those that have a lot more, you know, you always say kids to pick from, but, you know, by the time you get to high school, freshman year, probably sophomore for sure, you've kind of weeded out who's going to be your stars and your varsity stars and all that kind of stuff. So then you have gone from, you know, 1,000 kids down to 500, down to 100, down to 50, down to, you know, 30 or so.
Well, yeah, and like in basketball or, say, wrestling, it's such, like, it's not individual, but basketball, it's the 5 best players. You don't have to have a whole football team out there. Yeah. Wrestling, one guy.
Well, I mean, that's true. And, you know, you have the team points too, but it is one-on-one for
right,
sure.
Exactly.
And again, we had, it was before your time, Mike Randles, remember that?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that was a dynasty going on there too. And it's been fun for me to watch. And I'm not a big wrestling fan. I was a basketball guy, mm-hmm. you know, back in the day. But it's fun to watch how devoted these athletes are. And again, on the female side, just to see how they're just being healthy and doing good things. And I'm so glad that opened up for girls too. I just think,
yeah,
that, you know, one more opportunity for them to do good things. And
well, and just another, yeah, just another sport to them, be able to get their feet in and try. And now that colleges are giving scholarships to female wrestlers, it's growing even more. So it's really cool to see that.
Yeah, when I was doing my digital media stuff and newspaper stuff in Montana, that was when the first college scholarship for a female was offered to a young lady from Laurel, Montana, who went to Great Falls.
Okay, yeah.
And Great Falls is kind of a leading university there. And they said, we're going to do it first. And so they did. And again, this young lady had most of college paid for her. I mean, that's pretty cool. You know, it's funny, though. So wrestling and soccer are the only two NCAA sports where you can get partial scholarships. So if you get a scholarship for football, mm-hmm, or basketball or track and field or cross country, it's all or nothing.
Correct.
But in wrestling and soccer, of all things, you can get partials. They give partials.
I wonder if it's maybe there's just less overhead for a wrestling team or a soccer team, that they can give out more money to kids and give a lot more partial scholarships.
Yeah.
But you'd also think with a football team, they make the most money for the school, so why couldn't they do this? That's a weird
right.
thing, yeah.
And as a parent of a kid who got a scholarship in soccer, and it was supposed to be a full ride, I still wrote checks. I don't know exactly how that worked out, but I imagine we saved some money in the long run. I'm not quite sure. You never quite know. You never quite know for sure. But no, it's been it's a fun ride. Sandpoint's a great place to be for the winter. All these winter sports, all these activities going on. And just the support the parents give to the kids here too. You know, you talk about Bulldog Pride, and you know, you see that a lot in the fall especially, it seems like. But even basketball, I mean, you know, people go inside, they want to root on the team, and they just do a good job. I always felt sorry for the basketball referees, because I'm a soccer referee in high school and college, but it's outside usually. Every once in a while, I'll kibby dome, you know, for things, but mostly outside. And so I feel sorry for these referees who hear that noise all the time, and they're on them. And that's, you know, part of refereeing is, you know, you kind of tune it out, but you kind of don't, because all of a sudden there's a dad who's, you know, yapping at you on the third row from, you know, behind the bench or whatever. And with soccer, you put the ball down, you point the direction, and they kick the ball. You keep moving. You know, so you have, you know, 110 yards of running around where they, you know, you just keep going. But, you know, this person was asking me, have you ever kicked anybody out of a game? And I have. And it's no fun for anybody. We had, I was doing a playoff game between Moscow and Sandpoint. It was not state qualifiers, like the one before that. You know, it was like the end of the regular season type thing. And I'm doing the game. That was a year before my son was varsity, so I was doing a varsity game. I tried not to do any games with him in there. But it was he was JV, it was varsity. And I was centering the center referee in that game, and I kept hearing this chirping in the audience with my assistant referee, who's right in front of the crowd. And I kept every call, you know, I could just hear the same voice, had a unique voice. And so at halftime, I walked over, grabbed the administrator, and I said, hey, what about, could you deal with this for me? I'd appreciate that. I really would. And so he kind of did, I guess. Second half starts up, and lo and behold, I hear the voice again. And so I kind of put up with it, but it gets louder and louder and louder. And so the stands are full, which is rare for soccer, but it was full because it was an important game. And so I blow the whistle. I start walking over to where this guy is, and I said, sir, would you mind, you're really taking away from the game, would you, you know, knock it off? So he stands up, everybody else is around, and so Moscow and Sandpoint fans are like on top of each other, right next to each other, which is a bad idea. Anyway, so he stands up and he says, well, you're making terrible calls. I said, okay, thank you for that. Can you leave? Well, do you know who I am? And I said, nope, I don't know who you are. He goes, well, I'm the principal at Moscow High School. And so without blinking, I said, well, then you should know better. And of course, then the Sandpoint fans went crazy. this guy hated me for like the next 3 years. He tried to blackball me from like the state pool, you know, to do the state championship games and all that kind of stuff. And he finally moved, I think, off to Walla Walla or something. But to that I made an enemy.
So you did, he left the field.
The athletic director removed him.
Removed the principal.
Do you know who
vice
I am?
Principal or principal?
I don't know who you are. He was the principal.
The principal. And the AD had to remove him. That is good. That's a good story.
The Sandpoint AD had to.
Look at that. Yeah.
It was a good moment. A funny moment on that, for sure. I think what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. I see our guest is out in the hallway out here, so we're going to move along to that. But so when we get back, we'll have Janice from the Sandpoint Lions Club.
Is your car ready? Don't forget your winter checklist. That small rock chip in your windshield can turn into a big crack in cold weather. Specialty Auto Glass reminds you to repair those chips before it's too late. Whether it's a quick fix or a full replacement, their expert team will get you back on the road safely. Stop by Specialty Auto Glass, located on Schweitzer Plaza Drive. A repair today could save you money tomorrow.
If it's been a while since you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Take living to the next level at Under the Sun in downtown Bonners Ferry. Come shop with friends and enjoy lunch in the bistro with its wonderful food selection, plus beer and wine, and the espresso bar with its organic coffee and more. Downstairs, you can explore the new women's consignment clothing boutique, Handpicked, open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Under the Sun, where the sun is always shining.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hey, y'all. Eli Wenders here. I want to talk to you about something that's more important than ever: taking care of the wildlife around us. Our planet is home to some of the most amazing creatures you could ever imagine, from the biggest bears to the smallest birds and everything in between. But here's the truth. Many of these animals are in danger, habitats are disappearing, and we're losing species at a rate we've never seen before. If we want our kids and their kids to experience the magic of wildlife that we have today, it's on us to step it up and take action. You can make a difference. Learn more about wildlife conservation in your area and how you can help, whether it's supporting local wildlife refuges, reducing pollution, or simply taking a little time to appreciate the wild beauty around you. It all counts. This is Eli Wenders. Let's make sure our wildlife is around for generations to come. Y'all take care of the earth and it'll take care of us. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
And welcome back to Live Local Radio. I am so lucky. I have two-thirds of the best volunteer organizations in our community sitting across the table from me right now. We've got Janice from the Lions Club and Marcus from the Kiwanis Club. And well, first of all, welcome both of you. Janice, I'm glad to see you.
Good to see you too, Dave. Sorry.
It's all as well. We were just kind of talking before about, you know, all the different civic organizations, all the good stuff that this community does, and that we're all equally looking for volunteers. You know, we all want volunteers. We'll never say no to anybody who wants to help us out, for sure. I had you up first, though, Janice, just to tell us a little bit about Lions. Give me and give us maybe a little history lesson about how long they've been around and kind of what you have on your table coming up. I know you have Easter thing coming up, and then you have all sorts of stuff. So.
We're playing bingo. We do bingo. All kinds of stuff. But I'm really surprised you didn't ask me to come talk about Girl Scouts, because, you know, we have a new flavor of Girl Scout cookie.
Oh, we do.
Called Explore Mores. Yes. It is.
It's called what?
Explore-a-mores. Okay. It's fashioned after Rocky Road ice cream, and it's got like almond cream center sandwich cookies. So I was surprised you didn't ask me to come talk about
it. Oh, I'm surprised you didn't bring a sample.
I don't get them until next month. So once they come in, yeah.
It's on the honor system until then. Yes. So you know they're really good, of course. And they'll be,
obviously.
I mean, not as good as Thin Mints. No. Don't get me wrong.
Or Samoas, of course.
Well, there's that too. So.
Well, and it's funny because I'm actually a guest speaker at the Kiwanis on the 16th to come talk about Girl Scouts. So.
Well, very good. And it's funny, I talked to Marcus earlier this week and about how much we overlap on different things that all the community groups do. And Marcus, I'm glad you're here. Thank you. He's also our Jake from State Farm representative in town, too. And he's also, but notice what he's wearing there.
Yeah, I see that.
A Northwest Auto Body
hat. Representing.
He's looking good.
And do you know Northwest Auto Body has two locations, one in Ponderay and one in Sandpoint?
I didn't know that. Oh. I heard they might have three, actually, one in Bonner Ferry.
Is there three? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. See, I'm behind the times.
You know, and now Janice is sucking up because she's 15 minutes late, but that's okay. we're all friends here, that's for sure, and all is well.
Honestly, our community works better when we all work together. There's no doubt about it.
100%.
And so I am so happy that we get a chance to work together.
Yeah, you bet. In fact, the more opportunities we can find to do that, the better off we are. And Marcus, you might not know this, but Janice and I and Lions and Rotary have had some connections before. The flag program comes to mind. You and I were talking about scholarships, you know, making sure all the kids who need scholarships find a way to get scholarships. And
I mean, with the Kiwanis, I mean, we've been around since 1926. So if you do the math, this is our 100-year anniversary. And
in Sandpoint or overall?
In Sandpoint.
Oh,
alone.
Wonderful. Yeah. Very cool.
So it's kind of a cool thing, and we're going to be doing a big get-together at our Camp Sidwell down in Sagal here in June 24th, I believe. But the way we've been growing our scholarship programs, it's been pretty crazy the last 5 years. We've more than doubled, if not tripled, the amount of money that we've been trying to pump out. And I think that's the beautiful thing of all these organizations is that we're able to get out in the community and really help the youth and invest in our future.
You bet. We're all boosters, aren't we? For sure. We want to help. And we're also blind optimists, too. You know, we don't really know, and we talked about this earlier this week, but we don't really know how that kid is going to use that money. You know, we hope they'll do great things, and we want to give them the pathway, but it's also kind of a, you know, roll the dice type of thing. You know, I think it's a numbers game. So for every 10 scholarships you give, maybe you're going to have 6 or 7 of them turn out to be great, and they're going to stay in school and do the good things. But every once in a while, you know, life gets in the way sometimes too. But that doesn't mean we stop giving. And I think, in fact, we give more because, again, the odds, I think, get stronger as you, the more you give out, for sure.
Agreed. Something?
You agree? And Lions Club does some stuff that way too. I think we all find ways to give. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. We give 3 scholarships. One to we try to stick to the technical certification training more than the full blown scholarships because it just seems like there's such a need for kids to get out there and get in the working world, especially in our area.
Well, absolutely. And you know, you think about it, it's so expensive to live here.
It is.
And so then you've paid for education, NIC or whatever else for, you know, CTE stuff, and then all of a sudden, if you want to come back here, you better have 7 or 8 roommates, you know, to pay for it. And that can kind of get
moving
away.
In with mom and dad.
Well, and that's, I think, the solid gold part of the CTE scholarships like that is that because you can move back here. You can afford to live here if you're living with the folks for a while. You apprentice somewhere, and then all of a sudden you start making enough money to maybe branch out and start making some real money.
Yeah, versus, and then give back to the community.
Absolutely.
And versus, become, you know, volunteer everywhere.
Exactly. You know, versus being debt-ridden. Yes. You know, and then trying to catch up with
$60,000 in student debt.
Absolutely.
And, oh, yeah. Yeah. And so, trying to pay rent in Sandpoint. Good luck.
And so we've all feel that pain here, too. And I guess that's where civic organizations come in, you know, trying to find that need and fill that need and celebrate what we've
absolutely
done that way, too. So Easter coming up then, too. You got bingo coming up.
We have a really fun bingo night coming up on March 21st. We're doing a green bingo.
Love bingo.
And we are
green bingo. Well,
yeah, we're not gonna discuss what the prizes are, but there's a lot of green involved.
That would be cash.
Maybe plants.
Oh, plants. Oh, I see.
Or cash and plants.
Right. Should have just went with the green.
Yeah, that's why we're sticking with the green, so it can be kind of open-ended. Hey.
I like that.
And maybe if you don't wear green, you might get pinched. Oh. So
and where and when?
That would be on March 21st at the Lions Club Den at 609 South Ella Avenue. We're by the train car in the museum, and the doors open at 5, and the games start at 6.
That's all right.
And so it's pretty fun night for bingo. And then in April, we have, what do we have in April? We have our annual Easter egg hunt on April 4th, which is a Saturday morning.
The fastest 2 minutes in sports.
You're not kidding. It takes us weeks to stuff all these eggs and seconds for them to be gone. It's so impressive. And we're so thankful to the fire department. They come out with their big fire truck and let all the kids play on it. And they start our Easter egg hunt every year. Yep. So it's pretty awesome.
My kids are veterans of that, I'm sure. Yes. They all are. And
then we have a annual yard sale coming up in June, the 12th, 13th, and 14th. And that's been our biggest fundraiser so far. So we're pretty excited.
So it keeps growing too, right? You get more people giving, right?
Yes. Well, we inherited this yard sale from the Angels Over Sandpoint, bless their hearts. And it has really taken off. So we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah. No.
But our big event that's coming up, obviously, is 4th of July. And we are looking for volunteers to help with fundraising. The Rotary has volunteered to help collect money during the day of the parade. We're so excited to have you guys.
No, it's a partnership. It truly is that way. Because, you know, we see... You used to have one or two people who give a lot of money to the fireworks part of it, and they kind of went away. And so now it's more spread out, right?
Yes.
And, of course, the price of fireworks has gone nothing but up.
Oh, my goodness, so much.
Yeah. So, you know, you talk about tariffs, you talk about whatever else. And, you know,
it's like the shows have gotten shorter.
We try to time them, and it's like, oh, you're going to wait a few seconds in between each one to try to spread it out. But, yeah, the price just keeps increasing, and we're looking for more creative ways to help pay for it.
Absolutely.
And fortunately, with two very generous donors this last year, we did get our fireworks paid for. But we have had such a reaching out of emails and people begging us, please keep the Lions doing the fireworks and the parade. And so we're working really hard. We've got a lot of people working on it, and we plan on bringing one of the best fireworks shows ever this year.
Well, it's unique, and the parade by itself is Americana. There's nothing like that.
So hometown.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
And I've always joked about this. This kind of rings true for all of us here. Is I've been in charge of the boom shakalaka laka boom dance troupe, you know, for a Rotary. And you'd think finding 12 people in the 4th would be okay because everybody wants to be there. Oh, heck no. They're on Friends of the Library. They're doing all these other volunteers. They're all over town doing their volunteer stuff, which I keep thinking, maybe that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
That shows that the club members have those other circles of influence. But, you know, it's hard to
it
find those
It makes it
hard
people. To fill those spots.
It does.
And we decided this year that we're going to let the public help us pick out our grand marshal. So we're going to be putting out a poll, and we want people to nominate who you feel would be an awesome grand marshal for this year's parade.
Janice.
No, I'm already in the parade. But one sneak thing, I will not be president this coming year.
Hold on. Stop the presses. You found somebody.
I did.
And who is he or she?
We're not going to.
That's a secret too?
Yes.
That's up for public vote too?
You guys will find out on the 4th of July during the Grand Parade when they are taking their tour around the parade.
Does he or she already know though? Is this going to be a surprise?
They already know, yes.
Was it a voluntary?
We won't say that.
You know, and Marcus was telling me a little bit about Kiwanis this week too, that, you know, every organization has to go through that changing of the guard.
Oh, yes.
Because if you don't, all of a sudden, it's not Lions, not Kiwanis, not Rotary. It's my club. This is the way I do
it. We don't want it to be
stagnant.
And
that's not good. You know, we want to make sure you have that youthful stuff. And
it's
like you're talking.
Part of it that you have
Absolutely.
To engage.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Engage everybody, but also find that right person. I was president for the last 5 years. So this year, I stepped down and gave it to Mauricio Cardono, which is the one of the partners at Davalier Law Group. Mm-hmm. So he's been doing a terrific job, but I stepped down to VP roles, but I'm still kind of doing the presidency, just kind of the handoff. And it takes about a year to hand it off.
It does.
In full circle. So
yeah, the first year is like incoming, you know, everything's learning.
You never get to really step back. You always need to be there to help support your new president.
And you want them to succeed.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, I think that's great. And Mauricio's a wonderful guy too. And
congratulations.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
You both look relieved here.
There is light at the end of the tunnel.
More or less. Yeah. It's kind of a cycle. So we'll just see when I get voluntold next.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, one thing that Rotary does, it really sets it up where you could do it 2 years. And some clubs do, you know, I oversee 57 clubs around here, and there's probably a quarter of them have 2-year president, which I think is really good. That second year, you finally get it figured out. You know, the first year, you're kind of putting out fires and doing all that kind of stuff. But if you go past 3 or 4, lucky to have you people doing that, because you really can burn yourself out. You can really not have so much fun. And the bottom line is you want to have fun and be, you know, that mirror to what your community needs too. And absolutely. I think you guys both do a great job of that. I think Rotary does a good job of that too.
You and, do. You do an excellent job.
Well, see, look at her. She's making up for
it. And to me, like 3 years is optimal, because you got that first year to figure it out, and then 2 years, 1 year to change, and then 1 year to find somebody else to take over your third year.
Right.
Because getting somebody new in there just puts a new sign of life in the club.
It does.
Not to say that I killed it. No.
You helped it survive.
That's right. On life support, but you made it survive.
But a different perspective. I feel thinking outside the box and really have that rejuvenating feel when somebody
you don't want to get stuck in a rut.
100%.
And that's why you try to codify it, because you don't want a brand new member to be your president either, because you've got to know who the people are in your club, who can I trust, who are the people get it done, who are the people are going to show up, all that.
Absolutely.
Well, I think we've got a good thing going on here, but I think we need to take a break. And if I could ask, could you guys hang around for the next section?
Sure.
Absolutely.
That'd be very good. So we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking Kiwanis, Lions, and maybe even a little Rotary. So we'll catch you after the break.
It's cold outside, so now's the perfect time to work on projects inside. Stop by Pro-X Home Decor Center today and check out their selection of laminate flooring, waterproof vinyl plank, carpet, sheet vinyl, and tile. Looking to update your kitchen? Come visit with one of the design experts today and see their selection of quality custom cabinetry from top brands like Craftmate and Medallion. Pro-X Home Center, let us help you with your next project. Pro-X Home Center is your hometown everything store.
How's college?
Well, I'm studying power grid cybersecurity.
More efficient water infrastructure in cities.
Using AI to help process sugar beets.
AI on sugar beets.
You know, fast intelligent load shedding, inertial compensation measures, microgrid control systems, seamless islanding.
To make sure the processing plant is safer and more efficient.
So that we all have clean water.
To make sure Idaho's power grid stays safe from attacks.
Sounds like we're in good hands.
University of Idaho is Idaho.
Make your new year the year you save and make a difference. Shop at Better Together Animal Alliance and enjoy 50% off a color tag every week. Got items to donate? When you give, you'll receive a 20% off coupon for your entire purchase. Every dollar you spend helps provide care, love, and forever homes for our amazing pets. Save money. Support animals. Shop Better Together Animal Alliance today.
Wow, Sarah, these window coverings are gorgeous. Did you guys do this yourself?
No way. It's all Hunter Douglas. My local expert came to our home, brought samples, and helped us see everything in our actual light, then measured perfectly and handled the installation.
If you're planning a remodel, moving into a new home, or simply ready to elevate how your space feels, North Idaho Blinds, Shades, and Shutters, your neighborhood Hunter Douglas expert, offers custom, beautifully crafted window treatments thoughtfully designed for life. Whether it's blinds, shades, shutters, or drapes, our products fit your windows perfectly. And with smart home options, you control the light and privacy with a tap or on schedule. Hunter Douglas window treatments are an investment in quality, backed by a lifetime limited warranty and ongoing support from your trusted local expert, North Idaho Blinds, Shades, and Shutters. Call now to schedule your free in-office design consultation. Call 208-264-3292. 208-264-3292. 208-264-3292.
When you've invested in a quality pellet stove, you don't feed it average fuel. Purcell Premium Pellets give you a clean, high heat with minimal ash and absolutely no additives. Look for Purcell Pellets, the premium fuel that burns longer. You'll find it in the clear bags, which showcase superior quality. Visit PurcellPellets.com to find a dealer near you. Trusted for 40 years. Burn the best.
News Talk 97.1.
And welcome back to Live Local Radio. Your host, David Keyes. What a great day. Looks like I think if we survive winter, kind of. I don't even know.
Is that a winter?
I don't even know. Can you call it that?
Winter's still on its way.
I was sharing earlier on the broadcast that I went up skiing this past weekend. It was beautiful up there. They finally opened the backside, you know, the Stella side of things, and it was a fun day for that, but a tough day in the auto repair business because all the new people who don't know what snow and ice are, you know, they're not being threatened right now for sure. Hey, very lucky today, though. We've got Janice from the Lions Club and Marcus from Kiwanis here, and we're just kind of kicking around how lucky we all are here, first of all, to make a difference in our community, and how each group kind of has its own niche, but also the overall feeling is we want to help our community. The groups find their ways to do that. And we all have a pretty rich history of doing that. You were saying Kiwanis is 100 years old?
100 years, yep.
That's amazing.
Right now. That is awesome.
Isn't that fun? Yeah. And so Camp Stidwell, people think about Camp Stidwell, I think probably is the one thing they think of probably. What else is a good reminder of what Kiwanis does?
I mean, we sponsor Troop 111, which is the active Boy Scouts troop in this area. And we love to sponsor them and try and fund a lot of their trips. But all our fundraisers that we do, it's a pretty heavy hand. And again, we're short on volunteers. So if you want to volunteer, come on over.
The theme for sure, Marcus, is anybody who's out there saying, you know, I want to find a way to plug in, but I don't know how. And, I truly believe people want to. You know, we see that in our different things that we do, but they don't know how. But once they start doing it, they're hooked, and they see that difference. They get that buzz of helping somebody bigger than themselves.
And seeing how it impacts people, living it with the people that it directly affects is the rewarding aspect of it. And that's what motivates me and keeps me doing it
day after
day.
And I think, is that common? Do you think that's a common thread?
Absolutely. Yeah. And for the first time, I actually feel like the Lions Club is a younger club because we're only like 75 years old.
Ha, we got you on 25 years.
I know, you got
years.
Us on 25 no, years. And yeah, impressive.
We're the youngest of the bunch for 60 years.
Yeah, oh.
And so, you know, you look back in the history of this community. So back in the day, way before my time, but Kiwanis was kind of the club. It was kind of the business people club. It was kind of that. And then this upstart Lions Club kicked in, and they said, okay, Kiwanis is kind of the thinkers and the movers and shakers. Lions Club is kind of the doers. Mm-hmm. And then somehow Darg Cogswell and these guys said, you know, there's probably room for this other group too.
Sure.
So in 66, we came in, and, you know, done very well. I mean, 110 members, huge. I mean, we've all talked about that part of it. But we also have that Pond Ray Rotary meets in the same building on Tuesday mornings. So we have that group doing as well, too. So
awesome.
It's all just about, you know, reaching out and finding that difference. But the time, we all have 1,440 minutes every day, no matter how you slice. I did the math. You have to decide how to use that time. And what I see is people get so involved with their lives, raising kids, professions, whatever else, and then they retire. And then they say, I don't know what to do anymore.
Now what?
Yeah. And I think that's where we can answer that now what stuff is, you think about it, we have retired firefighters joining. We have retired cops joining. We have retired teachers joining Rotary because all of a sudden they've been servant people forever. They need that time off to build those, you know, those license plate birdhouses or whatever in their garage for a while. They just need to relax for a bit, right? And then now they want to plug back in. And I think we, as organizations, we owe it to them to find them because they're not going to find us. I mean, that's the biggest challenge.
They're going to sit in their garden all day.
They'll have the best birdhouses
feed the
birds,
ever. Yes.
that's really true. You said you have something you wanted to mention.
Yeah. So one of the things that we just completed, so this is a brand new announcement and you'll see it on the newspaper, but we just donated $8,000 to the Creations Group downtown on
Cedar Street Bridge.
That's
yeah.
it.
Fury.
So, yep.
Awesome.
And we funded their Legos class, and then also they're going to be building, and I'm not sure if I'm going to get in trouble for announcing this, but they're going to be hopefully building a second story. It's kind of a net bridge type thing where people to hang out on and hang over other people. It's kind of cool.
That sounds fun.
Interesting. Dangerous.
Yes.
Exciting. Dangerous.
Bad Lego. In here.
Yeah. So.
Well, very cool. And, you know, you measure what you give back to the community, and that's, you know, your club has to decide that's something important.
Yes.
And I think one thing we all have in common is nobody donates money to have it sit in a bank account.
No.
You know, they want to, you know,
see your money working.
Absolutely. And,
in the
you know, look around what we all do.
Yes.
And they do see it, don't they? I mean, 4th of July.
Absolutely.
fireworks, all that stuff. Yes. I mean, all that good stuff.
And please don't forget this year, if you want to buy some Safe and Sane fireworks, come by Safeway. Come visit with me. We'll be in that trailer right at the end of the parking lot selling fireworks the whole season.
Staying overnight like you always do.
Yes, sleeping in the parking lot.
You're definitely going to be seeing me then.
Nice. Come see us.
No.
It helps support the fireworks. It helps pay the bills. So we appreciate it.
And the money does stay locally, and that's the important part.
Absolutely. So. It is. The TNT fireworks, they give us a great percentage of our sales. Yeah. And
That's amazing.
We use that to pay for the fireworks show.
So every once in a while, you know, you become club president, as I'm looking at both of you, and then you stumble into something in the district level. And so
guilty.
I know, right? And so I lucked out, I guess it's luck, and became the district governor for Rotary International, which is a Rotary, again, I can speak Rotary all the time. But we have clubs in Canada and U.S. that I oversee. And it's been a great ride. It started July 1st of last year. It ends June 30th of this year. And I've visited 48 of them so far and spent a lot of time in Canada. And for our Canadian friends out there, you know, we want to keep the communication open. You know, the Olympic thing is the Olympic thing. Sorry, you got silver medals. I mean, how bad is that? That's not too bad. But all joking aside, they are the most nice people in the whole world. When you go up there, they say, don't talk geopolitical stuff with us. Tell those American friends of yours that Canada's on sale for 35% off right now. So come see us. Come up to Radium Hot Springs. Come do that kind of stuff because of the exchange rate.
And I
love that. A friend of mine is the mayor of Cranbrook. And Cranbrook's a pretty...
It's beautiful.
Isn't that a fun town?
Oh, it is.
So they changed the city ordinance so they could sell alcohol at the bars Sunday morning in time to watch the Olympics game. Yeah. They changed the rules so they could all get drink.
Perfect.
So that's what I call a fun spirit. It really, truly is.
That is fun.
So May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, we're having a district conference here. A couple hundred of our favorite Rotarians will be here. And we have some great speakers. I was telling Marcus about this. I've told Janice about this a little bit, too. One of our speakers is club president in Canada. And he's going to teach the art of saying thank you for nonprofits. And we're all nodding here. We're not good at it. We truly aren't. And as business people, too, people aren't all that good about saying thank you sometimes. But the secret of success in nonprofits is to have people coming back and saying, how can I help you again, versus trying to track them down.
Right.
And this club in Canada does so well that way. We're going to put out a call for anybody who wants to learn that secret sauce to come to this. It'll be open to the public. We just want people to show up and take it all in, because we're all better off, again, with strong clubs, but also having that art of saying thank you and developing these sources for all this revenue, because we come back and all of a sudden you have new people asking and they forget to ask so-and-so about whatever it is.
Where is this convention?
It'll be here. This will be in the Columbia Bank building, that part of it will be.
Nice.
We're in the Panada, we're there, we're at Heartwood Center, we're all over the place trying to get this thing going.
What time is it at?
I'm not sure about that one. That one's on Friday afternoon, the 1st, and I think it's like 2 or so. You'll hear more about that
for sure.
And then no registration needed, just show up. It'll be, again, free to the public. We just, again, want people to learn about that. And we'll be sharing our secret of the Chafe bike ride, too, to other clubs, too. We're calling it the $1 million idea for fundraiser.
It's been great for the community.
No kidding.
$1.4 million now.
That's
all
amazing.
Locally, too. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Amazing.
So, thank you, Mel Dick, in Arizona now. He's a retired Rotarian.
I
know. He had to go that far away to avoid.
To be able to say no.
I think Claudia said, okay, well, at least two time zones away in the south. You know.
There you go.
Yep.
We'll do all that. Again, so lucky in this community to keep looking and asking. I think we all have a youth. We have a youth component, too, right? You have Leos.
We have a Leo club.
Yep. And what do we have? Do we have Key Club?
Key Club, yes.
Okay.
Yes, that was just getting generated or restarted back in the high school. But technically, it hasn't gone away. But, again, the cycle of life, people lose interest. It's the coordinator to volunteer.
It's always hard to find that coordinator.
Yeah.
It's the first time we've had a Leo's club.
Oh,
and
good.
It's for ages 12 to 17, so we'll be at the high school as well. So I'll see you there.
Yeah,
and we're there with Interact, of course, too.
Perfect.
And it's been good. Again, we try to – I think the earlier you can get kids – getting that buzz of helping other people, finding a project they're passionate about, and all that, I think that is better for all of us. Thank you so much, for Janice, for what you do for Lions Club. Marcus, great seeing you, too. We had a good discussion earlier this week, and I said, hey, what are you doing? And he said, hey, I'll do it. So I'm glad. This will rebroadcast on Saturday, and it's also lives as a podcast on NorthIdahoRadio.com. So I just want to wish you all a happy week. We'll check in next week. We have POAC and the Festival Sandpoint coming in to talk about some new acts coming to the festival. They've got one more they're going to announce on the show. And then POAC has some cool stuff going on too. So I want to thank you for your time today. We'll see you next week. So happy.